let's hear from Christina Albo, 1300.
Request of Christina Albo to address council regarding restorative justice in schools.
Good morning. Come on up. Got supporters and helpers?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners and Mayor Hales. I would actually like to request to give my time to two youth leaders from Boise Elliott Humboldt School.
That's a fine idea. Thank you.
Great. So just in brief, Resolutions Northwest has been working to implement restorative justice in schools around the city of Portland, and we've worked with Boise Elliott Humboldt for the past couple of years. And these two youth leaders, Aaliyah Stone here on my left is an eighth grader, and Aries Brock is an eighth grader as well. And they participated in the youth mediation training and are going to talk about youth voice and peer mediation.
Great. Good morning.
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 I'd like to start.
Hello, my name is Aaliyah Stone, and I'm the 8th grade class president of Boise Elliott Humboldt. Today I will be talking to you about why it is important for students to have a voice in school and how students are given a voice at Boise Elliott Humboldt. Personally, I believe that students need and should have a voice in schools to make school and learning more enjoyable and more engaging. If we are able to have some say in how we are being taught, and sometimes what we are being taught, and in what type of environment we are being taught in, it tends to make it a lot easier for students to retain and actually remember what we are being taught. Some ways that students are given a voice at Boise Elliott Humboldt are ways through restorative justice, such as the opportunity to run for student government as a member of student council, or just generally requesting to be in the leadership class. In the class or as a student government member, you have the opportunity to change just about anything you disagree with in the school. Another way we imply restorative justice in our school is sending out a student voice survey, which is a survey that leadership sends out for every student in the middle school, that every middle school student takes part in. And it is a chance for the students who aren't in leadership to have a say what leadership works on. One of the ways this has affected our school is by taking the student voice climate survey, the student climate survey, that is sent out by Mr. Jeffrey Waters. Can I say Jeffrey? Jeffrey Waters, the school climate coach, the student climate survey is a way for teachers and staff to see how the students feel about certain subjects and other topics around the school. When we sent out the first student voice survey of this year, there was different categories. One of the categories on there, because our school wears uniform, is Free Dress Friday, allowing all of our middle school students to have Free Dress Friday. And that was the most voted category. That's what the students who weren't in leadership wanted us to work on. And so we had to put that into play because they wanted us to work on it. And so the first step was getting out a petition to show the principal that we actually wanted this. And we had 107 signatures. That's from students and staff members. And, I'm running out of time. And we had a referendum that we had to send out for students to vote on, such as like how we vote on measures in the real world. And the results were 94 out of 95. And yesterday we had a meeting with Mr. Bacon, our principal, and he passed the Free Dress Friday. And I think having a voice in middle school will help me in the real world, because if I feel something's not right, if I feel something's not right in the real world, I will be able to speak up for myself and say, my needs as a person aren't being met. If I need that, yeah, I'm done.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Welcome.
Hello. My name is Aries Brock, and I'm in the reinforcement squad for Boise Elliott Humboldt Middle School. The reinforcement squad is a group of students who help make sure that our rules and policies are fair and represent our student body. Aaliyah talked to you about how important it is for students to have a voice, and I'm going to talk to you about how important it is for students to learn how to solve their own problems. At our school, we call this peer mediation. Peer mediation is when your peers help you with situations instead of adults. Most of our leadership class went to a place called Resolutions Northwest, where we learned how to peer mediate with other students. If someone is requesting peer mediation, the peer mediators are notified a time and place to go and mediate. everything that is talked about in the room with the students cannot be shared with anyone. Students should peer mediate because everyone in middle school are all close to being in the same age group. I think that speaking with a peer mediator of the same age will make a student feel comfortable with speaking their mind. Peer mediation helps our school by making students feel safe while among each other. When students feel safe, it is easier to learn, and peer mediation is helping create the sort of positive environment that makes our students feel safer. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. We really appreciate hearing from you, and we really love the fact that we have students who are learning how to be leaders. So please continue. We'll need you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's break our rules and hear it for students. Thank you so much.